the age of Facebook and Twitter and Flickr, there is one undeniable truth. The internet never forgets.
Every high school prank, every spontaneous rant about your boss who's a jerk, it stays forever.
Yep, it follows you. You should care, because everyone else does.
And now scouring the internet and cleaning your reputation is becoming big business.
Yes, you, Joan, and everyone else. We'll get out the whitewash and scrub your online reputation on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 23rd. I'm Todd Zwillick, in still for John Hockenberry this week, and I'm here with Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. Let's get right to the top news this morning. Mother Nature is calling timeout in that battle to plug the oil leak as Tropical Storm Bonnie makes its way into the Gulf. Dozens of ships at the well site are now evacuating the area. Officials expect it'll be up to 12 days until they can come back. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says there is some good news.
We have made the determination that it is in the best interest to leave the well capped, and we will conduct surveillance to the extent that we can, but if we cannot, we are prepared to leave the well unattended during this particular event.
Allen expects the storm to reach the leak site sometime tomorrow and make a mess of the cleanup.
We'd have the prospect that some of this oil could be driven inland into the marsh areas.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, but is not calling for mandatory evacuations along the coast.
Meanwhile, outside a Phoenix courtroom yesterday,
we will not comply.
And inside, the Justice Department made its case against Arizona's new immigration law set to take effect this week. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer attended the hearings and had this to say about the judge.
He certainly understands the dangers that Arizonans face in regards to harboring of illegals in the state of Arizona.
No word yet on when a ruling will come in that case. Senate Democrats are giving up on trying to pass an energy bill that includes caps on carbon emissions this year. Joining us now is Daniel Stone, senior writer for Newsweek, where he covers environmental policy. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Daniel, reining in climate change, cap and trade was a linchpin of Barack Obama's agenda. Now it's dead. What happened?
Well, after almost a year of trying, a bit over a year of trying, Democrats found there certainly wasn't the political will on Capitol Hill. They tried many different combinations of the bill, but despite all the speeches, they could not corral 60 votes together. Very much a victory for Republicans, even though they're in the minority. They stopped something they very much opposed.
Right. Well, no 60 votes in the Senate, and yet the oceans continue to rise. Dan, stay with us because we'll be back with you later in this hour.
A North Korean government spokesman says joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea will be taken as a hostile act.
There will be physical response against the threat being posed by the United States militarily.
That warning comes after direct meetings between U.S. and North Korean officials in Vietnam this morning.
The U.S. Senate approved a $60 billion bill to fund the troop surge and the war in Afghanistan. That was last night. They did strip out $20 billion in domestic spending from the bill, including grants to avoid teacher layoffs and firefighter layoffs as well. Let's move to the markets now. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed and futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,322. The S&P opens at 1,093. And the NASDAQ opens at 2245. Coming up this morning, we talk about an unusual case of medical ethics. A woman, brain dead and on life support, should she be kept alive long enough for her husband to extract eggs to father a child? It's a difficult issue. We delve into it later this hour.
But in a few minutes, we're going to talk about your online reputation. Is it good? Is it a good reputation? And does it matter? I mean, can you clean it up after you make a bad first online impression?
I don't give a dang about my reputation.